From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
The Windward secure the money to back their bid for Geese Banana Division. We have an update on Trinidad and Tobago's Prime Minister, who was hospitalised on Sunday, and the implications of the decision to move the HQ of the West Indies Cricket Board. I'm Debbie Ransom, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Windward Island leaders have been successful in raising the money to back their counter-bid for the banana division of British fruit retailers Geest. Dominica's Prime Minister Edison James, Vincentian leader James Mitchell and St Lucia's Premier John Compton met today in London with British banks. They also met with Dublin-based company Fife's, the partner in the Windward's bid, and with British government representatives. The three leaders were here to seek private sector backing for their bid to buy Geest banana division in the face of a proposal from Ecuadorian company Naboa. At the end of a series of meetings today, Prime Minister Edison James of Dominica told Caribbean Report that the finances had been found.
Well, we've finalised the arrangements that we had to do on our side, and we are satisfied that we will be in a position to finance the deal.
So what sort of time frame are we looking at then for a counter bid?
Well, we've put in a bid, and the due diligence process has been carried out. As you know, we were given the 30-day period by Geest, and that ends somewhere on the 28th of this month. And we'll operate well within the time frame.